Now, Natalie Kelly arrived and she brought a mug. And it's the Drogheda Dolls mug. Good afternoon, Natalie.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
What a brilliant organisation.
Yeah.
Explain it to us in a sentence.
It's a not-for-profit women's group and it's for women to empower each other, be it online or in our real community here in Drogheda.
Right.
And beyond.
So, and 30,000 members and you've raised funds over the years. How long are you in existence?
8 years.
Right. And how much have you raised for charity over that time?
I'd say like we're close to $500,000 for different charities and causes and people as well.
Right, brilliant.
Yeah.
How did it all start?
It started very organically, not meant to be anything really. I guess I was actually ran a marathon myself years and years ago, and I was going online to raise money for the little boy that I was doing it for. And it was just very negative on social media. And I just thought if I couldn't find it, I'd try and create it. And when I was little, I have three sisters and one brother, and we're in stepping stones. And my dad used to call us all the little dolls. So I just thought Drogheda Dolls was appropriate. And that's right. Kind of the group I set up, very much like, you know, back in our grandmother's day when you'd give lend a bag of sugar to someone and that sort of stuff till the end of the week. That's kind of where it started with, and then it grew and grew and grew.
So it's the modern day equivalent of that.
Yes. In unfortunately, in some ways, a lot of modern day things are online and you might work all day and not really know your neighbours. But it was kind of to create that online community, online, I guess, like, but that sense of community online. Yeah. And I didn't really expect it to go anywhere. And within the first year, we had like 5,000 people. During COVID, we gained about 20, and it just grows all the time.
Give us an example of things that happen in your group, in your community.
Yeah, so each Christmas, we start around September and we do food hampers and toys for children and families in the community. Last year, we did 504 families, like, so it was a massive thing to undertake. So it does take a couple of months. We work with a local GAA club as well, in kind of an underprivileged area in Drogheda, and that's St. Nicholas GFC. And we do a lot of community work with them. It can be little things that we do all the time. Like it can be a kind word, a kind comment, leaving a bunch of flowers at someone's door who may be going through cancer. And then other bigger things, like I don't know if you remember the lady, Eileen Rush, she had cervical cancer. She was one of the ladies with cervical cancer.
Yes.
She passed away, but she passed away just during COVID, and she was finding it very hard to make memories because everything was closed. And we filled her garden with 2021 daffodils one morning.
So what a brilliant thing like to do. That. What a brilliant thing to do.
Big shout out to Amgrove Farm, a local Irish farm here that donated the daffodils. Then we made a video for Charlie Bird. We did lots of, we had all the kids on the pitch saying, "We are with you, Charlie," and took scenes around Drogheda and lit up the hill in Drogheda with candles. And he came down and visited us. He was very touched by that.
So they're sort of well-organised random acts of kindness.
Yes, but you have to have compassion, and it can't be just like you do random acts here and there. You have to try and live that way, you know.
Yeah.
I guess, like, so and it can be hard because like the public can be quite hard sometimes when I'm running the group. Like it can be hard to please everybody, but in the forefront of my mind is always for the greater good of what we're trying to do.
Tell us a little bit about you yourself. You've had your own challenges over the years.
Yeah, so I was only 12 weeks old and I got osteomyelitis on a couple of the discs in my spine, and they actually eroded, like basically they were just like nothing. And I had to have major surgery, nearly died. And I had a cast on till I was 11 months old up in Crumlin, and like, you know, really they saved my life basically. But my parents were told like, oh, she may never walk. And I got the cast off, and within a couple of weeks, I never crawled, I just walked around.
And, I'll show them.
Yeah, and I had further surgeries, you know, and and I guess I was always the girl that sat on the PE bench, being told you can't do this and you can't do that. And then I decided to raise money for that little boy was kind of in a little bit of a rut in my life. I just had a few IVFs to have my daughters, and I guess it was just one of those stages in life where you're like, what's next, kind of, and decided to raise money for this little boy to get him a wheelchair. And because of my situation, I have like rods in my spine, two of my ribs are missing.
And decided to run a marathon.
I did, and I did it in 4:28.
That's spectacular.
Yeah, and I ran the second year again, but then that was, my marathon days are over.
And just, do you feel constantly you have to prove yourself, that you have to, you know, because when you're told you can't do something, there's probably a motivation to do it, isn't there?
I'm very stubborn, I will say that. But I think, like, I also, because I go through pain every single day, I understand compassion, and I understand, like, that the world is bigger than we are, and it just takes one person. And if everybody just did a little, then we would be a much better place.
Oh, we would, yeah.
And so if you can just do something small in your community, but if everybody did that. Yeah. And I also have a great belief in the power of women. So one woman doing something is amazing. Loads of women come together and, you know, you just, like, I've seen amazing things happen in my 8 years. And it's
how women come together. How do you manage daily pain, Natalie?
Well, I have procedures every couple of months up in the mat or private.
Right.
I have a thing called a rhizotomy, and then I get steroid injections. I manage it, but it doesn't come easy.
Yeah.
And there's times where I do feel like, why me? But then I'd rather me than, say, one of my siblings or my children, or anyone else, really. Like, but everyone gets their bit in life.
Yeah.
And that's just life, isn't it?
Like, the Drogheda Dolls, what a brilliant idea. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And you must be so proud of it.
I am, but I think, like, everybody that gets involved is... they take on, you know, they do, everybody does their bit.
Yeah. And if people want to be involved, how do they contact you, or is there a website?
So we have our Facebook page, and, like, we're always inundated with men requests, but we are actually an all women's group. And so there's about 31,000 women on that at the minute. So you can join that on Facebook. I do have an Instagram page and TikTok, but they're kind of just for videos that we do.
Yeah.
And then my email address, which is nellyjanekelly@gmail.com.
Right.
So they're kind of the ways of contacting us if you need something. We do a Christmas fundraiser every year, and we do it for different charities and organisations in our community. So if you wanted to maybe nominate somebody in the community, you can contact us there as well for our Christmas one.
Brilliant. Lovely to meet you.
And
thanks for the mug.
And if
there's ever anything we can do, like, you know, promo an event or anything like that, do contact us, won't you?
Yeah, they are making a documentary about us,
right?
Just to, I guess, a bit of positivity a lot of negativity in the world at the minute. It'll be great to get a bit.
Natalie Kelly, Drogheda Dolls. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Natalie.
Ray, thank you.
Quick commercial break from Oldbridge House.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.